Posso fare una biblioteca? Non parlo di biblioteca, posso fare una biblioteca. Magari, the tecnico è in sede di Pietro, the recording is going to be started, ready to hear. The first report there is just the mural commitments for the month. And I'll put the deputy notice, all those in favour? Against, carried. Now we move on to the quarterly budget review for 30 September, the first quarter. Has anyone got any questions, comments in regard to this budget review? I think it's quite positive that,
yeah,
every fund bar one, I believe, is very positive. Moving towards positive anyway.
A decrease in
naturally in every September QVR we have a lot of ins and outs from what's been transferred out of reserves in the previous or to reserves in the previous year back into this budget. And that's a bit of a process thing. But Guy, anything else you'd like to add? Anything?
No, it's all pretty straightforward.
We do note that the situation in regard to Kiwi Lodge showed an additional income of $450,000, which will support the action we've taken earlier.
Yeah, no, it's all tracking pretty positively, as you said, Mr. Mayor.
Looking at the benchmark.
So that recommendation is I'd like to move that the quarterly budget review be noted. It's Councillor Butler, Councillor Loughran. Last time, are there any comments or questions?
Just in the resolution there, we've got that the subject to any decisions regarding transfers to and from reserves is reported the quarterly budget review document and report as at the 30th of June.
Sorry, councillors, I jumped through that last sentence.
Should that be September, Guy?
Councillor Simon and Councillor Mock, are you happy?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my oversight.
Should be subject to decisions. To any decisions made on the variances presented in the report of the
Given that there was no variances, you could probably just go to the quarterly budget.
Should be double green.
Sorry. I thought I had a discussion.
Okay. Are you happy with that recommendation?
Yep.
All in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. The quarterly budget review statement guidelines. This is the local government. At their very best.
As a recommendation, all we can do, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
It'll
be a brave man who resolve
otherwise. So you're moving that, Councillor Mann?
Yeah.
Thank you. You have a second. Councillor Freed? There's no further discussion. I'll put it all in favour.
Aye.
Against? Carried. The quarterly operation plan review is the first quarter.
Well, Mr. Mayor, this is a good news story about what council is doing and what it's achieving. So, compliments to the staff all around.
And for you, Mr. Mayor, the library statistics are over 100% increases in cost there. That's amazing.
No, I've lost count of the number of people that commented to me about the appearance of the main street and the vibrancy of the main street up there.
And councillors, I would like to point out that the name on the bottom of the report has changed. So previously that Neil was responsible for this, it's now in Melissa's remit on the basis of our organisation change earlier this year.
So that might be no coincidence that
you just need to make it adjustment to the
So the report also includes actions from the new youth and greening strategy. And obviously, as a result of the new book structure and the new CSP.
Without come, if there's dollars that we'll have to adopt them in, to come to a, well, there's $20,000, I think, for greening strategy.
Mm.
A lot of things there. Do the more with the thing on.
Sorry. Okay, the recommendation's there. We'll have a mover and a seconder. Councillor Butler, Councillor Pearce. Those to put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Carried. There's a response there to Mr. Mead's questions for this meeting relating to the LRC Oly and the reserves.
Thank the staff for the report, Mr. Mayor. Just a comment on the grants. We've just about received all the grant money, still some outstanding, but it looks like we're going to receive all the money that we used that we have to cover last year's, and the grant money this year can be set towards the general fund surplus. And with reserves, we did have a lot of these marks come back, changed them, I lost them all, but with the reserves, it's noted that if we wanted to do all those today, we'd have no money left. And I'm going to suggest that staff be requested to have a look at all those outstanding, or all the reserves, and report on any that we don't need anymore, or whether or not that can be reduced.
So, okay, Councillor, the recommendation be that the report be noted, and that staff be requested to provide an additional report on the. In regard to on a purpose of the reserves, but obviously that they don't need to be recorded on ones that are highlighted in green and yellow, and there's other ones there that are in and being spent this year, but things like we've got under the guns, we've got $180,000 in there as reserve. Do we need all that? The tour went up, Telstra, we've got $30,000 in there as a reserve, we still do that. That's the type of thing we're looking at. Just perhaps do this after.
Are you looking very
careful
to have what, careful to what those reserves are they still relevant?
Okay. In relation to the relevance of all reserves.
And it might be that they are, maybe we've changed something.
Brilliant, Mr. Mayor, just on that one, could I suggest to you that we workshop that as a.
Yeah.
I'll get to get into it in a little bit of detail to understand just each of those reserves and the background.
Yeah. Okay, so. Workshop in relation to relevance of. Yeah. That'll do, that'll get us there. Councillor Mann's moving that. Do I have a seconder, please? Councillor White. Any discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour. Against the carry. The next report relates to the liquidity management strategy.
I spoke to Guy and I just had a chance to have a look at the amounts in this report and the statement at the back. Different ones I run along.
The thing that I've put in those questions that you asked was the report that I had, the liquidity management report. I don't know what report's gone to this business paper, but that was the most recent one that I had.
I think the 2235 there, but the last figure in the attachment was different, 998 or something, rather than 1.2. I can show you that.
I'm sorry, Councillor Mann, I'm not sure where you're at.
The additional item, not in the report. The liquidity statement, keeping in mind that figure 2.2, and at the bottom of the attachment, which attachment is that, please? On the liquidity statement, which is an attachment to the business paper. It talks about the amount of $1 million we've placed on term deposit for at least 949 will be held in the NAT core bank account. So, 2 figures.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The 1.9 that you're referring to, a million, would be that was for the previous liquidity. So, yes, it would be updated to this new amount.
So, that's a 1.2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Right. I just noted that.
So through you, Mr. Mayor, we just needed the recommendation to be endorsed to fetch that in the view. I'm happy to move that.
Okay, so the recommendation I've got in front of me is to revise the printing management chart as presented be adopted for a further 12 months. Right, okay, Councillor Munger, Councillor Pearce. I'm putting out all that in favour. Yes, Carol. The annual report, 24-25, it's an endorsement. The recommendation there on page 30. Once again, it's a very positive document.
Compliments to the staff. Mr. Mayor, and not only for the content of the report, but the preparation and the quality of the report, I think it reads well, presents Council in really good light.
It does. Thank you, Councillor Foran. Do I have a seconder, please? Councillor White. There's no further discussion. I'll put that all those in favour. Against? Mayor carried. The annual code of conduct complaints.
Well, I think this is a great report. This is probably one of the reports that I'm most proud of. Thank you, councillors. Compared to other councils who get bombarded with code of conduct complaints from you as councillors complaining against each other, this is great. It's a recognition of the cohesion that we have in our group of councillors, which flows all the way through the organisation. So thank you.
There we go. We've got a mover for this. Thank you, Councillor Foran and Councillor Mockler. I'll put it as in favour. Against? Carried. The Local Government Remuneration Tribunal annual review. There'll be no this report, and the Council will not provide submissions to the 25th annual determination.
Mr. Mayor, the reason why I suggested that is because we've had a go at this and said no, and until they change their guidelines, I think it's in vain. However, there is a motion going to the Local Government Tribes Conference to look at the remuneration for mayors and councillors, whether that is supported and whether that makes any difference to the government or what Congress will do.
That was also a motion that was passed at the country mayors meeting on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
I wish them luck. Page 34, the recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Bunda. The seconder, please. Councillor Freed. Put that. All in favour?
Aye.
And Gary. The Telstra Tower construction update, which is somewhat disappointing. I understood that the advice we had earlier in the year was that the tower would be installed by Christmas.
No. Correct, that's
wrong.
Correct.
Christmas.
It's Christmas.
Possibly could be said like
that. I think it's worthy of some sort of protest advice to Mr. Marmon, is it? The regional
Telstra? Yep.
No. The regional Telstra gentleman. If councillors would like to move that way,
So the way that worded here, the operational in the second half of the financial year 26, does that mean the end of 26 or the beginning of 27?
Six months of reorder.
Sorry, the second half of, yeah, does that mean the beginning of next year or the beginning of?
Before 30 June next year, 2026.
Right.
Mr. Mayor, we've got a recommendation there that the Child for Progress did update be noted. Are you suggesting a variation to that?
Well, I'd still like to write to Telstra and express our disappointment in the fact that the previous advice we had, their verbal, was that the work would be carried out before December this year, before Christmas this year. The councillors that support that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Expressing our disappointment. I'm sorry, Beck. Expressing council's disappointment in not being able to complete the project.
In the second half of the year.
As indicated.
Yeah, that one now. Could I have a meeting in a second, please? Councillor Foran, Councillor Free. I'm putting that all in favour.
Aye.
Carried. Response to the Aged Care Task Force, residential care contributions. And the recommendation there from Mrs. Thompson that changes to the contributions in conjunction with the new Aged Care Act from the 1st November be noted.
Mr. Mayor, a question to Mrs. Dobson. Has there been any community feedback or acknowledgements about these changes to the financial records?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, very little. Each of our residents and certainly all of our, this is a residential aged care one, but the supportive home have all received letters outlining any changes that might be expected. I think, given that there's no changes to the people that are already in care, and we're 100% full, and we've not had new people move in, we probably haven't had much feedback yet, but we're starting to have conversations with people on the wait list now to let them know. This is certainly a push from the government to make aged care sustainable for the future and people that have the means to pay for their own care. Well, not their own clinical care, they can make that short clear, but to pay for their accommodation costs, electricity, water, linen, food, that sort of stuff.
So, councillors, the recommendation is there before you.
I'll take that, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Michael. The seconder, Councillor White. I'll put that. All those in favour? Councillor Karen. The Local Heritage Fund.
Three, Mr. Mayor. Mrs. Casey is just coming in the door. If council have any questions in relation to the grants.
So you've got the recommendation to do in front of your council. Here's Mrs. Cade doing here.
Right.
There's a list there. Does anyone have any questions, Mrs. Cade, of the projects that are listed there to be undertaken? Do we keep a record of, I'm sure we keep a record, does it play any part the residences that have previously gained support through Council's Heritage Fund?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it doesn't form part of a new application. There's no application currently. We could certainly compile the list of previous applicants and where the funds have been utilised.
would be simple to do?
Yeah, and all of those seem to ring a bell with me.
Yeah, the three, Mr. Mayor, basically at this point, it's based on the criteria of the worthiness of the project versus the evaluation criteria. So there would be some that would have multiple applications over the years, but certainly they're judged each time on the merits versus the heritage fund.
Yeah, I'd like to see some publicity perhaps. Some acknowledgement from these, particularly the businesses.
Yeah.
Of the
of the support that we see.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we could include that in the letter that goes back to the successful applicants around that requirement or expectation.
Bearing in mind most of them are businesses.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so the recommendation there is that the five applicants' small grant program is outlined, and we endorse the suggested use of the heritage fund and start the rest of priorities is outlined.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Councillor Meehan. Second, Councillor Plumton. Is there any discussion on that? I'll put all those in favour. Against, carried. Thanks, Councillor Meehan. The next report is a request to waive fees. Carols on the Castle Road.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there is a slight amendment and update to this particular report. Since the writing, based on the request, the organisers have approached the council about the opportunity to use the sound shelf instead of the deck at the back of the CHC. So they're exploring the opportunity and how they might best get the shade and those sorts of things, but they believe now that the grass is down in that area, the lawn, that it's more the opportunity. So at the moment we've got a request based around the use of the CHC, but certainly it won't be that they'll be now requesting to use the deck at all. It'll be the whole thing will be out where the, if you like, the under the gums area was.
Is that subject to any charges?
At this point in time, we haven't got a charge, but this is the first public booking we've actually had for the stage outside of our own event, so it's probably a great opportunity to promote it.
Okay, so I think with this recommendation, council has approved that to give them the opportunity with flexibility to publish and make them work on what they like. Is council happy with that?
Mm-hmm.
Are we happy to move that way?
Yeah.
Councillor White, Councillor Pitt. Put that, all those in favour? Against, carried. We might note that in our fees and charges, would you? Would it sound sure going forward or not?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, it could be one that we consider for 26, 27.
Well, the fee is just an approval, more than
an approval.
Okay, the Crown Reserves Improvement Fund, a great opportunity.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, happy to answer any questions around the grant proposal, but one thing there that it's been suggested to me I should clarify is in the budget implications where I've got their $1 million co-contribution as part of the $2 million previously set aside by council for the project. Probably more generally that it's proposed that the $16 million budget we have at the moment, that this would be, if we're successful, an increase to $16.5 million. So that rather than stipulating at this point in time where that co-contribution comes from out of that $16 million, whether it comes from partly from council and partly from the funding or vice versa, that just note at this stage that there's no intention to increase council's commitment overall.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that there's an opportunity here to apply for that additional funding.
Yeah.
So does that change the recommendation?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, not really.
No. Councillor's happy with that?
Yep.
Moved by Councillor Bunner, seconded by Councillor Pearce. I'll put that, all those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. The independent member on the ARIC committee. And recommendation there that the council appoint Mr. Ross Earls, who is very experienced in local government. Councillor Foran, seconded Councillor White. I'll put that all in favour?
Aye.
Again, carried. Dunsafe, Work Health and Safety Management Software. Would you please?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, this is just an update for councillor on some of the software that we have been putting across council as part of the ICT roadmap. This particular software came to us free from our workers' comp insurer. They have an arrangement with the VSafe company who supply Dunsafe. So while ever we have a current premium with state cover, we will have this free software. We've done a soft launch in the workforce, so we've got some pilot groups working on implementing the software before, you know, we sort of expand on that implementation. So this report is just detailing for council the processes that we've taken and sort of what's happening in that WHS space with that software.
I love the promise. Okay, the recommendation on page 55.
Yep.
Thank you. Councillor Mann, seconded. Councillor Bunner, alternate. All those in favour? The Pulse software implementation update.
Yeah, that one's me again. So through you, Mr. Mayor, it's in relation to our HRIS system that we're implementing. Again, another item on the ICT roadmap. And the report sort of details the change management that we've done across the organisation and how we're rolling that out. So what I've sort of put in that report too is we'll come back to you in March just to give you some stats on how the staff are using it. So far, so good. We've had some really positive feedback on that implementation.
Is that a couple of electronic classrooms or so?
No, it does other things. it holds their HR records, it's a new recruitment software, it's a new learning and development software, so it's definitely making jobs easier. So it's reducing a lot of paper. To give you an idea, a recruitment process, by the time we get the paper from one end of the organisation to the other, we could be looking at 2 weeks. And we're doing it in under an hour at the moment.
Wow.
So it's definitely improved that, yeah.
I would just like to acknowledge and appreciate the extra 600 hours that your staff have put in to make this work on top of business as usual.
And Mr. Mayor, based on my extreme IT skills, I'd like to do those recommendations.
Well, based on your extreme IT skills, Councillor Mochler, thank you as the mover, and Councillor Foran as the seconder. On that basis, I'll put that recommendation, all those in favour.
Aye.
Yes, carried. Minutes for adoption. And these are the Audit Risk Improvement Committee minutes. Two meetings, the 28th of August and the 4th of November.
Comprehensive and painful to read, Mr. Mayor.
You know, it took you a long time to come to life.
Very quiet.
Recommendation that those minutes be adopted.
Yep.
Councillor Brief, Councillor White. Putting that all in favour. Against carried. The next report are the financials for information notations, the bank balances, the investment balances, and that was snuck up close to $41 million. Outstanding matters from previous meetings. The report on this building. There's one of three items before us. Progress on questions for next meeting. The development applications. And the development application statistics. The recommendations of those reports be noted. I'd like to move the recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Lockhart, Councillor Breed. I'll put that all in favour. It's carried. Last but not least, the Category B correspondence, which are the minutes of the Castlereagh and Macquarie County Council meeting held on the 25th of August. Thank you, Councilman, for moving that. Seconder is Councillor White.
I didn't know the Castlereagh spelled incorrectly.
Testing. I'll put that. All those in favour?
Aye.
It's carried. And I will arrange for that little spelling mistake.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm indebted to you.
On that basis, at 4:55, I'll declare the meeting closed.
Thank you,
gentlemen. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you could fill out your little